Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell, who is chasing the ball. Hiller reaches third base with a triple. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. There goes Davenport. The throw from Pignatano to Chacon, and Davenport is out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Neal reaches second base with a double. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanford for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano strikes out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Neal bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Thornberry moves to second. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornberry scores. Chacon moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chacon moves to third. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig bunts towards the mound. Sanford catches it and throws to first to double up Pignatano. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Neal. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig fires to first and picks off Mays. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chacon. Cepeda scores. Alou moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Marv Thornberry. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Don Larson now pitching. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chacon bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Neal moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is walked intentionally. Al Jackson pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Roger Craig. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Bob Miller now pitching. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Cannell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mota moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is walked intentionally. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mota moves to third. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mota scores. Cepeda moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moton now playing left field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Bob Miller. Stu Miller now pitching. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Chacon moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Bob Garibaldi now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.